Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill. Last show of the year. Happy New Year's Eve, Captain Chip Wingo.
What's happening?
Michael, the producer. Man, it's a year gone already, again.
Thank goodness.
You know, on the way up, wife and I were talking. My wife rides up here with me. And by the way, it's the last kind of, I don't know, what do you got, 2 weeks left or something in Georgia, I think. And kind of, Kevin's still kind of got his mind tuned in, so he's going to be up there. So I said, no problem. I got it. It ain't no big deal. We'll take care of it for him. So anyhow, this is like going on Kevin and I's 11th year of doing the Fishing Forecast show.
Wow.
So pretty exciting. So it's been good stuff. It really has. It's been a lot of fun throughout the years. Again, like I said, it's just, I mean, I guess we are all looking at it as, you know, let's see what 2021 brings now. You know, we've kind of unfortunately had to climb a lot of ladders and jump a lot of hurdles this year. And, you know, let's see what's going to happen. Hopefully 2021 will be a better year for everyone. That's all we can hope for.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a much better year.
But anyhow, fishing-wise, just like you, I mean, I've been fishing every day. And I think the only job that you can't get fired would be a weatherman.
Probably.
Because, damn, he's missed it all week long. I mean, I don't know even where to begin to start. Earlier, I guess, starting on Sunday or Monday, we were supposed to have 5 knots. You know, I was looking forward to it. Well, it said 5 to 10. So I guess you're supposed to add the 5 to the 10, and the minimal would have been 15 knots because it blew 25 knots Sunday, Monday. And then Tuesday, I was going, wow, it's supposed to be 65 today.
Yeah.
Okay, we all know what yesterday was. At least if you're on the water, you know what yesterday was all about. And, man, the sun was kind of shining. It, you know, there was a little bit of wind was blowing, which I was fine with. Sun was shining. And, my gosh, what, 1:30? Dude, it got cold. And I mean cold like right now cold. It dropped every bit of 15 to 20 degrees on the water. And then today was a 20% chance of rain, which pretty much it rained, showered on me pretty much most of the day.
Yeah, I heard it rain down there a lot.
Woo! The one coming home this afternoon, that was a no-joker right there. That was like, you know, let's see how fast this 300 can go because there was, you know.
Yeah, Corey went all the way back to Palm Valley.
It was raining.
Instead of taking him back to Aunt Kate's and then drove him there because he didn't want to drop him through the rain.
Woo! It was, yeah.
It was pretty up in Jacksonville today. I fished Jacksonville today.
Did you?
Yep. Lots of yellowmouth trout.
I know. I like seeing that showing
up. Big ones. Big ones, Steve.
Okay.
Nice thick ones. So, but we were looking for black drum and sheep's head and fishing some of the areas they're normally in, and they just weren't there.
Yeah.
Plus, the tide stayed super high for a long time.
Boy, did it though? It never. The last 2 days, I know we're on a full moon or coming off the backside of, okay, but you know, it just was. It just held up, and there wasn't really that much wind.
Yesterday it didn't hold up.
No, yesterday it fell out.
It was gone immediately.
And we all were talking about that and stuff, how fast it dropped, where I rephrase, today it held up today. Yeah. It wouldn't go, and, you know, here comes the rain. I could see it coming, and I looked at my guy, my charter, and I said, look, I said, we can fight through this, because I got rain gear. You don't. We can go. And they said, well, we've done good. You know, it's kind of fun this time of year because a lot of people are just in town on vacation, mm-hmm. you know, catching maybe a few fish or something to take, you know, to a cooking cleaner or whatever you call the little restaurants that'll cook your catch for you and stuff like that. But for the most part, they're just here in town. So, you know, they just really want to bend a rod and all that kind of stuff. But I know we've talked about this for years, and I call my clients usually the day before, mm-hmm. okay? And I let them know, you know, what time we're going to meet, where to meet, you know, give them, you know, all the extras and all that kind of stuff. And I always tell them, just because you step out of that house and you're in shorts and you're comfortable, my suggestion is you want to add 3-ply over whatever you put on. They don't understand. And anyhow, a good one was today. Was I had two teenage boys and mom and dad, and one of the boys was in shorts. And I told the dad the day before, you know, last night. I said, "Look, I said conditions changed like drastically, you know, in an hour yesterday." And I said, "You want to, you know, make sure you bring." I said, "I got plenty of dry storage. Nothing's going to get wet. You won't have to wash anything. Everything will be fine." But you know, my grandfather always told me, he said, you can always take it off, but you can never wish it on.
True.
I said, just bring it. And anyhow, as soon as I stepped up that 300 and got cruising down the river at, you know, 4,200 and stuff like that, and I could hear him in the back, yeah, he wasn't lying when he said it's a little nippy out here. Hey, I'm, you know,
well, the water's
straightforward.
What, 58
Yeah, it actually started climbing. But, yeah, I mean, what Sunday, Monday, we're still looking at 53, 54.
Well, I know the water was cold because I was in it yesterday several times.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I heard you guys went swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really swimming. Well, my client swam at one point.
Your client did?
Yeah. But he was wearing shorts the whole way back. He from Cleveland. He thought it was fine.
Folks, this is a prime example of they knew where they were at. They just stayed in there just a little too long.
Power pole didn't go up.
Yeah, but Leon stayed a little too long.
Well, no, Leon got me out, and he helping me get out, he drifted over the third time I was stuck, the fourth time. Anyway, and then so my client jumped in the water, swam over there, and helped him push his boat off.
Okay.
So, it's when Leon's boat gets stuck, you know it's skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's... You know, it is what it is, but, you know, I found one way to release the power pole, though.
Yeah, well,
so,
yeah.
But the bite's been weird, though. It's been good and bad.
Yes.
And it's not, it doesn't...
It's not an everywhere. It's not an everywhere bite.
But it doesn't make rhyme or reason on tides, because today I caught everything on high outgoing.
Yep.
Everything else I've been catching has been on lower tides.
Mm-hmm. And it's the last hour of the tide.
Yeah, and today it was...
For me.
Lots of trout, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but
we're starting to see them come back. For some reason, they went bye-bye for,
I think it's a water
four or five or six
got
days.
Fired up.
You know?
But yeah, you're
and then
right.
It started warming back up again. When it rock-bottomed out, like nobody, like 10 or 12 of us, did not find a trout Sunday or Monday.
A lot of bluefish around.
A lot of bluefish and their little ones, too.
Yeah.
You know, you just go through
baits.
A ton of bait. Yeah, you go through a ton of bait. But anyhow. But yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a weird... kind of time, you know, again, talking about myself and our area down in there, it's not been going to every place and catching fish in every place. You might hit 6 or 8 spots, and, I mean, I could just tell you, for instance, yesterday, I mean, in 2.5 hours, I caught 2 bluefish.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I'm going, oh, gosh, you know. And then that tide started getting to that sweet spot right there. And, you know, it wasn't every spot, but, I mean... You know, the final spot of the day was kind of money. I had three really nice overslots, and then I caught three in the slot, too, which made out for the day. But, you know, it was just, it wasn't that way all day, you know? And, I mean, there's been other guys that, you know, talking to, we're all talking on the phone, you know, that he pulled up on a spot and caught eight, you know, nice black drum, you know, 16, 18 inches long or whatever. And, okay, well, where are you at?
You and I did last week when you were in that spot and I came yeah. over. I mean, that bite was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. But they haven't been back since.
No. Well, I haven't been in
there. Well, I have. I've checked it every time.
But, I ran up to another place, which was solid 3 miles away, and it was the same way. And I've been back there and haven't gotten a bite there on them.
Right.
But, I mean, and I didn't, you know, we didn't wear them out.
No.
We leave
there was so many fish there.
Oh, God. They must have just been pushing through.
That's all I could think, because, like I said, that was that redfish bite.
That was cool, though. I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
There was some big black drum in there, big legals, you know, that yeah. were beautiful. So
that was definitely you know, it's all of a sudden like the little halo upon the head kind of thing. You pull up there, you pin on three shrimp, all three rods go to the side of the boat, and you watch doink, doink, doink.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
oh, this is gonna get fun. So, you know, you end up working on them there. And when was that, Tuesday?
Was it last Tuesday? Or I can't remember when it was, Scotty.
It was this week, though, I thought.
It might have been Monday.
No, had to be Monday.
Yeah, and it was a little chilly that day, too.
Uh-huh.
But it was funny because we fished a lot of great spots before we got there, and luckily I was close to you when that
right.
happened. And you're like, are you coming? And you look up, and I'm already yep. there. But
it's just one of those kind of things, because... And, hey, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of boats in there. There was a lot of boats looking at me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I just told my guys, you know, I said, look, I said, you know, when you hook up, don't, like, you know,
hoot
make it
holler,
look. Yeah, don't make it look like Bassmaster Classic here going on. You know, just relax. You know, we'll have fun. You know, we're going to catch them. But, you know, let's not, like, draw the entire fleet over here. Let's have some fun for a little while before we draw the fleet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we did the same thing. It looked like a guy was going to go over there, and I just punked right back over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, hey, we got to keep them happy. I mean, they come into town, they come into fish. And the funny thing is, when everybody calls right now, I have three, maybe four.
Five.
No, about three or maybe four of things I don't like to talk about or do. Okay. One is a banana on a boat. Superstitions, we'll call them.
Okay.
One's a banana on a boat. Okay. Two is whenever I'm starting my day out, I teach everybody how I like to fish, and here's how we're going to do it. Well, when I make my first catch to the bank, it's always just like a little 10-yard, a little flippy, and reel it back in. Okay. You know, we're started. Okay. And then three is, this is the worst one I hate. By far, is people always ask, well, what did you catch yesterday? And I said, we caught a few fish. Well, I mean, did you catch like 100 res? Did you catch? I said, we caught a few fish. Well, I mean, be a little more. I said, look, you want me to do it, I will do it. But what's going to happen is we're not going to catch a damn thing.
Yeah. That's why I always say I don't sell fish, I sell experiences.
That's exactly right. That's my point. They all want to know when it comes to, how's the bite? What's been going? We're going fishing.
We'll find out.
Today's a new day. So, anyhow, folks, you listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Chip Wingo, Captain Scott Shank. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Wingo, Captain Scott Shank.
Yep.
Well, I guess there's a lot of people, being that they're going to be off for the next 3-4 days or whatever, probably want to know what the offshore forecast is, which I can tell you is... A little bit more of southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 5. Friday, south winds 10 to 15 knots, 3 to 4. And this is actually inside 20, folks. Sorry.
Saturday, south winds 10 knots, seas 3 to 4. Sunday, west winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3. Okay. Well, here's for your big guy boater guys that like to go out there catching wahoos and stuff. Thursday, southeast winds 15 to 20, 6 to 8. Friday, south winds 15 to 20, 5 to 7. Saturday, south winds 10 to 15, 4 to 6, backing off a little bit. And then west winds 15 to 20 knots, 4 to 6. Kind of saying that's out. That's going to be ugly.
Seems like every time I do a charter out of Mayport, it blows. I mean, it blows hard. Every single one of them.
Well, dude, I can tell you. I mean, I'm just telling you what we fished all week that they called 5 to 10 and here to there and that to there. Was never nowhere in shape and form that. But anyhow, excuse me. The tides. The tides coming up for the weekend. Tomorrow, this could be out of St. Augustine. Tomorrow we have a high tide at 9:35 a.m., low tide at 3:52 p.m. And Friday we have a high at 10:17 a.m. with a low at 4:32 p.m. And Saturday is at 10:59 a.m. is high, 5:16 p.m. is a low. So anyhow, afternoon low tides. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, it's going to warm the water up and all that kind of good stuff. Supposed to be a pretty weekend, except till Sunday. No, I'm so early into the week and every day's got. Was it Friday or Saturday? We got like a heavy, like a warm front coming through or something with a 70% or 80% chance of rain. I think one of those days. But anyhow, if they figured it was a 20% chance of rain today, I hate to see what a 50% chance of rain was, because I got wet all day. For the most part, most of the day. But yeah, so. But the guys, I mean, like I said, Chip, you guys, the fishing's been good. I mean, but you just got to work.
Yeah, it's work for us right now, Scotty. Like you said, we've got to bump and grind and move. And but once you find them, they're there. But sometimes it takes a little bit of sitting on it, you know. And but the rewards can be extremely...
Agreed.
You know.
Agreed. All of a sudden, you're like going, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, you pull up to one and...
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam. Hello. I'm a hero now.
Yeah.
You know, it takes the pressure off.
It's, you know, we talk about this all the time. But it's not the easiest thing in the world to find fish every single day. I mean, you know, we do have great places. We know where fish are. We know their habits. But sometimes they just don't want to eat.
No.
You know, and
to find, like, you and I, the drum bites, and we're just picking on them because that's kind of been the highlight of the fishery here for us for a little while. And to know that you left all those fish biting, you know, whatever you caught, you kind of sort of kept because they were all legal. They were good fish.
They were all legal.
And you didn't hurt them. You just drove away from them.
Leon's been on a heck of a redfish bite. Yeah.
Where's he at? We got him on? Hey, come on, Leon.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing?
I'm actually doing really good. 1 hour ago, my rib brace came in.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Backwater. So I'm wrapped up like a girdle. It feels fantastic. It's like bro support.
Now.
It's a, what'd she say? It was a bra?
A girdle.
Like a bra, dude.
I wish I would have had a video of you Supermaning out of the boat yesterday. I mean, you're just like he's like running across like mud.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. And then I didn't realize you were hurt. And it took three of us when we were talking about getting my boat out. And then poor Leon got stuck. And then my client swims over and helps him out.
Jeez.
After he's rescued us. So
now, Leon. Prior to all this getting started, we took a little vacation, didn't we?
We certainly did, didn't we?
So we went to Colorado.
Yeah.
And Leon is, you're not a woman, so you're not going to get mad at me, but you are 46 years old?
49.
Oh, you are 49? Sorry.
Yeah.
So at 49, you decide for the first time in your life, the hell with the bunny hill, I'm going for it all. Correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
So you skipped over the bunny hill, you skipped over the intermediate, and went straight to the advanced hill is what you're trying to tell me, right?
Wait a minute.
He went full.
Sorry, I'm trying not to make you laugh, but this is going to happen.
He went full commando.
Yeah.
I hate you so bad.
How about the fishing? Let's talk about the fishing.
So we really want to know, by the time you ended up at the bottom of the hill, were you a how big a round of a snowball were you?
All right, let me put it to you like this. The first day we got there, I hired a half day charter for lessons on snowboarding.
Okay.
They put me on the bunny slopes, but I quickly renamed it the bloody slopes.
Okay.
Because I absolutely got murdered on those little. I mean, I had little 5 and 6 year olds going by me, going, "That man sucks."
Mommy, look at that man! He's falling.
No, it was mommy. What is that man saying? I mean. I was in full captain's mode as I was going down that hill face first. It was brutal. So day two, I finally said, screw it. And I went up on the slopes and I went, you know what? If I'm just going to die, I'm going to die on a mountain. Okay, not in front of some 5-year-old. So I quickly learned that a 50-year-old should not be catching a 20-year-old's check.
Yeah.
And I found out that I had three speeds on a mountain. It was either face first, back first, or come down the mountain like a guided missile. And I mean, that was literally, I could point it down the hill, and literally, I could feel my clothing and flesh almost peeling off of me at the speed I would reach. But at that point, I would only realize that at some point I had to come to a stop, which was usually very violent.
That's when you do carving, Liam. Yeah. You carve
now.
I couldn't carve. I couldn't figure out the carving part. And every time I tried to carve, I would dig a rail. And then I would look like one of those 1970s lawn darts. You know, that you throw in the air? That's exactly what I look like. I'd dig a rail. I'd go flying forward so fast, I would just tuck my arms up underneath me. And you just hear me go, because that went flying by you.
So what's worse, falling down a mountain or me dragging you behind a 300 horsepower? Literally,
I'd rather jump off of your boat at 50 miles an hour any day of the week.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. That's what I was just wondering.
Like the way I described it best is I'm 6 feet tall, and several times when I hit that mountain, I look like a crumpled up ball of aluminum foil. I mean,
I love it.
And then one day, somehow I managed to shove my elbow up into my rib cage and do some damage. So
Sorry, buddy.
I got a nice rib. You know what? Self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever consider going fly fishing while you were there? Did you go look at any kind of areas, or was it just none around?
No, trust me. There was only two things on my mind, drinking alcohol and skiing.
Okay. And you put the two together one day on a big hill.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Just was wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So under the fishing.
Under the fishing part of this. But he did. So anyhow, I call him the next day, and I just figured he was just kind of jet lagged, you know, he's going to.
Oh, no.
Dude, he was like, what are you talking about? I'm already on the water. I said, well, damn, I'm not starting till 11, you know, the way the tide was. I would, whatever, starting till 9 or 10 o'clock. He says, hell, I've been out here already a half a day. I went, really, you are much of a man to come fly in at 10 o'clock at night or whatever he did and unload, unpack, get a couple hours sleep, and jump right back into the game of fishing again. I was like, dang, damn it, you're good.
And somehow I luckily fell into a bed of roses. It's been a fantastic week, just like you two said. It's been really, really nice. And the only thing that can make it better is if the tides were on our side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If we could just... If next week is half as good as this week, I mean, we got the tides on our side in the mornings next week. So, God, I hope it's
just got to have the weather on our side to do that, though, in the mornings like that.
That, too.
You know, I mean, nothing against it, but I'm sorry. I'm too old to sit there and go out it when it's, you know, 28, 30 degrees and stuff like that. There was no way I was doing that. Yeah, you were gone. What was it, Friday and Saturday, nobody fished? Or at least I didn't.
I think I was in the woods.
I mean, it was downright freaking cold.
Yeah, I was up in Georgia.
And it was like, there's no way. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care where you came from. I'm not going out in this.
Oh, you know? I get it. That the day after it hit you or the 2 days after you, it was -7 when it hit
you. Yeah, because it must have been Friday and Saturday because I fished Sunday with you.
Right.
And I got out to the boat 8:30 and stuff because, again, I wasn't fishing like 9:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I had to take the hose because I had ice on the front deck of my boat. Yeah. I didn't want to bust my butt when I got, because that would have been really funny too. But I didn't want to kill myself getting on the boat in the morning. I could remember going out there with a water hose and stuff like that and washing the whatever you want to call
sheet
it.
Of ice off.
Yeah, I guess you want to call it ice. I mean, whatever. But yeah.
I had ice every morning in the valley.
You know.
Yeah. On the boat.
And it was just, you know, it's just so brutal when you can't feel your fingertips and all that kind of stuff, you know. And guys, I'm telling you, everything right now is all about feel. And that's what trying to teach everybody, we'll call it, not train them, but teach them.
Two speeds to fish.
Yes. It's slow and slow.
Slow and stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been definitely slow on the movement.
Yep. I mean, I have. I mean, all week long. Quit rolling that thing like a spinnerbait, dude. It ain't a buzzbait, ain't a spinnerbait. Stop.
Yeah.
Quit.
Jackie yesterday on the boat, the lady. The husband and the young son would throw out reeling. I said, just throw out and sit there. And she caught more fish than anybody.
Yeah.
But she didn't move. She would literally just sit there. And I'm like, see that? That's how it works.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but 100%. 100% agree. You know, and they were wondering why today. You know, again, and the bites are not, I mean, it's not an aggressive.
No. The drum are hitting hard, but the reds aren't.
It's a real mushy bite. They peck at it. And then all of a sudden they grab it and walk off with it. And when you set the hook, yeah, the show's on. But I'm just saying, you know, when you get the fish to the boat, last few days could be catching some really nice overslots. But even those, they're not, you know, it's not what you consider, you know, a redfish bite. You know, I'm not saying it's going to hit it like a blue.
Well, Leon, pie, what day was it you smoked them? I mean, you caught them every day, but that one day you had like 60 reds.
Let's see.
That was Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, I had 50.
That was Tuesday.
Fish days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah, yesterday, I had to cut short, but the 2 days before that, it was just plain stupid.
Dude, I felt so bad yesterday helping you get the boat out. Well, I've never seen Leon not be able to move, you know.
The pain didn't set in until like 20 minutes afterwards.
Well, because Chip calls me and he's, you know, giving me the heyday of his day, and I'm doing the heyday, and he says, by the way, you might want to call your little buddy. I said, what's the matter with little buddy? Little buddy's probably not moving because...
Yeah, he was hurting.
You called me, I was in bed.
You were in bed, and it was early. It was 6:30. I mean, it was when I got done cleaning the boat.
Scotty, if you could have seen him, though, he's Supermaned out of his boat.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I wasn't there to see it. But, I mean, I heard the whole story and, you know, and all, and it was just like, wow, okay. And I called Leon. I said, hey, you all right? And he sounded like, I mean, warmed over in the bed. And I went, damn.
That Hughes is heavy, isn't it?
What's that, brother?
That Hughes is a heavy boat, isn't it?
It's not near as light.
We could pick yours up and walk it out.
Yeah.
That Hughes is a big, heavy boat.
Because then I called him this morning, being the nice guy that I am. He said, I can't go tomorrow. There's no way in hell I can't move. I said, okay, well, I'll call and check on you in the morning. So I called him this morning on my way to the ramp, and Leon, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Yeah, I was leaving at 11. 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I said, how are you feeling this morning? Oh, I'm doing great. I was like,
what magic cocktail did you drink?
I said, where are you at? He said, oh, hell, I'm about done with my charter. He said, I'm about, you know, got like another hour to go. I said, dude, listening to you talk to me last night, I could tell he was in pain. I mean, it was not... It was not any, you know, it was no joke last night. And I said, dadgummit. So anyhow, you're tougher than woodpecker lips there, buddy. You know?
Tough as woodpeckers, but sharp as a bowling ball.
Or a beach ball, one of the two. Yeah, right.
Ball, whatever.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm about as squishy as a beach
he
ball.
He saved me about 4 hours of sitting back there explaining when the tide was going to come back in.
That just stinks. I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you texted me 5 minutes, you know, when you texted me, not 5 minutes later.
Yeah. I was just joking. I, you know, sent him a text, stuck like Chuck Charters, because we both say that when we get stuck.
But. Yeah, we do.
Anyhoozle.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
We were close by.
Thanks,
hey,
brother.
Hey, hey, Happy New Year. Thank you. Oh, appreciate.
Well, Misty and I are going to have a great Happy New Year. We just had dinner at Kingfish Grill with her parents, and then we stopped at Carmella's and picked up a pizza.
Dang you.
So,
man, I haven't had Carmella's in a while. All right.
That's crack.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know what?
Are you fishing tomorrow?
To advertise for us. Of course I'm fishing.
Okay. I took a couple days off. I'm done.
I'm starting at noon tomorrow from Mayport,
I'm
Leo.
Starting at 1. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got a 2-hour head start on me on the tide.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what, man. I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah.
Roger.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Peace out.
Later.
You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. That was Captain Leon Dana. I'm Captain Scott Shank, Captain Chip Wingo. Be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back.
The breeze.
That's what I felt all week. They call me the breeze.
They call me the breeze.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Chip Wingo, kind of talking fishing. Oh gosh,
that's an ugly picture.
That's an ugly guy. I got a half naked picture of Leon. That just really
why do you do that to us, Leon?
That just really just ripped the rest of my evening. But anyhow, folks, if you want to call in, 904-638-2411. That's 904-638-2411. If you want to talk about fishing or whatever, that's us on this one tonight. We're on a different...
I'm hoping to get on a sheep's head bike tomorrow.
Yeah. I caught some today, and I can't believe that a 3-aught hook found their lip. Dude, what I'm telling you ornamental style. I mean,
they must have been
6
hungry.
Inches. Caught like a half a dozen of them. It was like, wow.
I just want to know what spooled us last week.
Yeah, I would like to, yeah. Because where you were fishing at, I'm not saying that there isn't one riding around here yet, but it's just that spot right there you were fishing is for, for decades.
It's big, big
a
black
big,
drum
big
spot.
Big black drum spot.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the big black drum are at the jetties right now in Mayport.
Okay. Yeah, no, well, around our bridges and stuff, they've caught, you know, some fish, you know, 15, 18 pounds probably.
No,
you
I'm
know
talking, there's I'm been some big ones caught.
Oh, big ones? No, yeah. I haven't seen those. No, I haven't seen those.
But, we catch bull reds there, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this thing wasn't a ray, because I can tell you the way it was shaking its head.
Right.
And the way it was running. You know, I've caught plenty of big rays with clients.
Right.
And that's just sitting there on the bottom. This thing took off and went deep and came up shallow.
Even if you do catch any, they're just the little skunk rays that you catch this time of year. And about a bigger plate, you know, about a big round as a dinner plate. You know, you don't really see those big... I call them summertime rays, big old brown ones.
Yeah, the ones that come down a flat and pick you up, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's got like the 4-foot long tail and all that. I don't see any more. They're just the little skates that are mainly around this time of year.
And there's all kinds of weird fish around right now, though.
Those guitar fish are around. They look like a stingray.
We caught one last year.
I caught one. I've caught one.
Or last summer.
I've caught them before because this time of year, because all of us, we're fishing deeper ledges and drop-offs and stuff like that, main shoreline. You don't really find them much in the creeks. The ones I've caught always are out on the main shoreline and stuff, on the deep ledges.
I'm surprised some of the spots that you and I fish haven't fired off yet.
None of that.
You're right. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We like to fish some deeper edges where we're sitting in 24 feet of water. And
I've fished them on when there's barely any water movement, you know, like still like almost.
Yeah.
And you know damn good and well that, where's the drum at? They got to be in that. They got there, big yellowmouth trout. I haven't got any bites on the main shoreline at all. At least myself, I haven't.
Well, it changed again at the spot where I got spooled the other day today.
Uh-huh.
The drum showed back up there today.
Okay.
Corey had some today, so hopefully that spot's going to start firing off. You know, we had a spot. I say we had a spot. We fished a spot last year that was about, I'd say, 14 markers to the north, and we were catching pompano, black drum, sheep's head, unbelievable bite. Never caught him this year.
Oh, guess what I caught yesterday?
Triple tail?
Close.
There was one caught.
I caught a snook.
Oh, awesome.
Caught a 19-inch snook in a creek yesterday. Awesome. Forgot to tell you about that. Yeah. He kind of jumped, and I went, dang, is that pretty good little trout right there? I said, just don't horse him. And as a young lady caught him, Michelle. And I got him up, and I went, oh, my God, it's a snook. So anyhow, I mean, doesn't sound like much. I'm sorry, but
well, the water's cold. I think they're adapting.
54 degrees in the creek right now. I mean, you know, because I was fishing basically kind of an undercut bank. You know, it might be 4 feet around, but down the length of that bank, it's like 11 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, catching a lot of reds and drum in the creeks and stuff. This is south of 312, and I like those undercut banks because they're black mud, so they warm up quick. You know, and mm-hmm. even though there's a deep, you know, it's deep on the side of them, it holds some fish. And it's so weird. You'll go kind of, well, just like everything we've talked about. You know, you sat in there and you caught the fire out of them. And even lately, we call them rat reds, but the redfish that are under 18 inches, dude, I mean, they're healthy. I mean, there is.
They're footballs.
They're not that long and lean and like, oh, dude, like you really need to go get you a finger mullet lunch. You know, I mean, these things are not. I mean, big old fat little redfish and stuff like that.
I tell you what, Vic Tyson and Mike Conley got on a heck of a bite today on trout and reds. They really? Were throwing artificials, yeah, up the river.
How's Vic doing?
He's doing good. Doing good.
Tell him I said hello.
I definitely will. Yeah.
I haven't talked to Vic in a few months.
They did. They caught a lot of fish, and the trout were real fat, which is real nice. So, and you know, I was up the river today too, and you know, they caught specks, big specks, and big yellow mouse. And my clients today had so much fun with the yellow mouse because they fight so hard.
Oh, I love catching yellow mouse.
You know, I mean,
they eat better than a speckled trout. That's
if you catch them, the river flows north. If you get them from downtown, past downtown, out towards the intercoastal, I like them, but I don't like them way up the river.
Now, see, I caught sands and yellows mixed in together the other day.
Did you? Yeah.
Because you know that the yellows, one, they have more black spots on them, kind of not mm-hmm. like a speckled, but they don't have a scale pattern.
Yeah.
Which the sand trout, if you run your hands back, you know, up against from their tail to their head, they're real rough, and that's the sand trout.
Yeah. Well, I call sand trout the sugar trout.
Yeah, no, I call them sugar trout.
Yeah.
I don't even know the book name of them stupid things. Thank gosh they're gone.
They're still here, the sand perch.
Yeah, I know. I ain't caught any of them.
We were catching them.
No, I haven't been invaded by those.
Yeah, this is a great tarpon bait, but they're never around when the tarpon are here.
Nope. And we've just been our biggest problem we've had in St. Augustine, see, we have a mixture of bait that comes from different areas.
Yeah.
Okay. One is our local shrimp, which comes sometimes out of Daytona, sometimes out of Jacksonville. Okay. And then others that I prefer comes from the west coast of Florida. Well, once it froze last week,
mm-hmm.
all those shrimp mudded up. So we haven't seen a bait truck in St. Augustine in about 6 days.
Oh, wow.
So all we're getting is the local shrimp. Okay. Well, you can tell the difference between the two. West Coast shrimp are always white shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Our shrimp over here are brown shrimp. The local shrimp are going to be brown shrimp, and that's whether it comes from Jacksonville or it comes from Daytona. And here we are on a full moon. We all know what happens on full moons for pretty much most crustaceans.
They molt.
They molt. So if you try to, again, client relations, hey, guys, you know, you can't, like, pull on them too hard. You can't, like, reel them real fast because it'll tear, you know, I mean.
That's why I put fish bites on.
I know. And that, you know what? You're going to say that because my wife, again, she says, you need to listen to what Chip says. You need to listen to what
Chip
says.
Try it. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
And I know I need to. And it's not like fish bites doesn't do a lot for me, too, but it's like.
But the cool thing is it lasts so long. It doesn't come off.
You know
that from catching triggers with them.
Yep.
But I've been playing with the sand flea, the crab, the shrimp, you know, changing the colors up.
And it's not like I don't have a freezer full of it.
And they have electric chicken I was throwing the other day.
Electric chicken's pretty bad.
I mean, that was just like, And you watch, because, you know, I sit there and I watch my clients cast, and, you know, and I can see the shrimp flying off.
Yep.
And I see it hit the water, and I don't say anything. And they just work it the same way, and all of a sudden, yep. Thunk.
Because here I am. I watch everything. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing that... I mean, I got four guys, and I can tell you what that bow guy's doing and what stern guy and what both of them in between are doing, and I'm watching what goes on, and I'll hear that jig head go, whoop, you know, hit. I said, just reel it up. What do you mean?
I'll get you another bait. I'll get you another bait. They're like, what? I go, I'll get you another bait.
I mean, that or, you know, like my favorite comment is I remember my first cast. Whenever they hit the water, it blows up like a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
I remember my first cast.
But it's funny because... you know, I got Corey using them. Leon still won't use them for some reason.
It's not that I won't. It's just I'm.
I can't. Did it take? You know your little clippers that you have for your line.
Yeah.
Do you have little?
God, I love those.
They clip those little fish bites up so perfect.
See, one day when you get a big boat and you have T tops,
I'm not gonna have a T top if I get a big boat.
And you have one on each side, and you just can clip away. So great. You don't have to carry pliers. You don't have to do none of that.
I'd have it right around my neck.
Well, that's true. I need my third.
But in a year or two, when all these other gadgets come out, we're going to look like Mr. T with all these remotes around our
necks. Oh, between the two remotes around the necks and a pair of clippers around the necks, I don't know which one I'm grabbing for first.
Yeah, right.
But it's great. I love gadgets.
Yeah.
You know, I truly do.
You know, Fish Bites just got their swim bait production back up.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
They got the new building done.
The new building's done now. Boy, did man! I know this was a couple weeks ago, but I was there too, and your seminar was great on flounder fishing. You did great.
Oh, that's right. They videoed it. I gave away all your hooks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
I was there. I was there. I saw it. I had to stay around because they do a lot for me too and stuff like that. So,
but I mean, it's anything I can do to stimulate a bite. Shy of throwing C4 in the water.
Right.
You know, I mean, the other day I was using them and it was a slow bite. I started pinching the dead shrimp and flicking them in, you know, segment by segment. And it helped a little bit, mm-hmm. but it brought a lot of trash fish in.
Yep.
And I tell you something that we caught today that I could not believe, the amount of catfish that are in the river right now.
Come on.
I swear.
I haven't caught one yet.
Oh, my God.
I haven't caught one all week.
I was looking at them, joking around. I'm like,
in the area too.
I'm like, I haven't caught one of those in a month and a half, and now here they come.
Appreciate it.
Fishtocats.com is back at it.
Yeah, there we go.
But
all right, let's take our final break real quick. And guys, if you want to call in on the last thing, 904-638-2411. You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Chip Wingo. We'll be right back. All aboard!
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Sorry, had to let one rip right there. God, I can air guitar like nobody's business. One day y'all grow up.
Never grow up.
Never grow up.
I'll be a kid till the day I die.
Folks, welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Chip Wingo's been in here flying high with me tonight. Michael's been bringing it to us. I guess what we're going to do, we've talked enough fishing. We know where we're at, okay? Gosh, it's been a year. It's been one of those years that we talked about at the beginning of the show that, you know, that we hope that 2021 is better. But with that being said, I think you and I, Leon, Kevin, who's not here, I mean, we have to thank everybody who's fished with us this year.
Oh,
it's taken,
absolutely.
You know, taking the chance with us, good, bad, ugly.
I think the people that bought charters and never used them just because.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean that was amazing,
and it was, and I'll have to tell you, and again, real quick on that note, there was quite a few charters that I fished this year that, at the end of the day, whether it was cash or credit card, it floored me.
Yeah, oh yeah, very generous.
You know, knowing that we were hit, which we were. I'm not saying that there isn't other people out there. Folks, I get it. Everybody was hit hard.
Everybody's hit.
But for those of us, for those people that fished with us this year, they took really good care of us because they knew it was a tough year from us. Because really, February, March, and April, which is our big months, starting it off, you know, usually always with spring break and stuff like that, we missed all that. So, you know, I appreciate it. The biggest thing that I got to tell you that we all appreciate is thank you very much to Moe's Southwest Grill for being the title sponsor of the Fishing Forecast Show. Patrick and gosh, all the people with Moe's, thank you all very much for taking us, you know, and giving us the opportunity and stuff to put the show out there for everybody. We really appreciate Moe's Southwest Grill for doing that. Tire Outlet, Danny with Tire Outlet.
Oh, I love Tire Outlet, and I love Moe's too.
We all got brand new shoes. The wife told me I got to call Danny here tomorrow because she needs new tires on the truck.
They should put a Tire Outlet next to every Moe's so you can go drop your truck off and eat at Moe's.
Damn, that's a damn good idea. I got to talk to them boys about it. Between Patrick and Danny, I'll talk to them about it. But, yeah, I mean, again, you know, thank you to everybody. On me and Kevin, thank you very much for everyone that's bought Captain's Choice Tackle. We appreciate it. There is going to be some new upcoming things coming up for the new year. Not here to divulge any of that right now, but look for some new products coming out from us. But we really do appreciate it. Michael, again, thank you very much for doing this all year long. Thanks, appreciate you, brother. To everybody else, wish you guys nothing but a safe, happy, and healthy new year. We look forward to seeing you on the other side. See you in 2021.
See ya.
See ya.